My mission is to teach you how to create and stick to a plan for your money that you love and that you believe in so that you can have less stress and more freedom. That's the Budget Effect, and this is the Budget Effect Podcast. Welcome in. Are you ready to focus on the big important things in your motherhood, in your household, even in your womanhood? Are you ready to figure out what's important to you and move toward it with money and mindset? If you are, then click subscribe or follow if you're on Apple, because all of that is the Budget Effect, and that's what we talk about every week. You don't want to miss it. Now let's get to the goods. I did an episode a while back in my old podcast before we made the switch here to the Budget Effect. It was about basic health for busy moms. Like, okay, maybe we truly don't have time or energy to work on our super abs or run a marathon or eat perfectly healthy diets, but there are basics that we need to have in place. Because we deserve to be healthy, we deserve to have energy and feel good. If you're interested in that podcast, you can listen to it. I'll link it in the show notes. But I took that idea from that episode about our basic health, and I created this one about basic financial health. Like, maybe we don't have time right now to be super savvy with investing, or maybe we don't have the means to pay off our house right now. But there have to be some things that we can do that are just basic. We can all do it. We all need to be working toward it to be financially healthy. And I came up with a list of four things that we should be doing, that we should be taking care of for our basic financial health. So listen in and see where you are and see where you're at with the basics. Here we go. Number one, you make it each month. Like, you have a certain amount of income and you stay within that income. You live within your means. You aren't stacking up credit card debt, or if you currently have credit card debt, you're not adding any more to it. Like, let's get financially healthy. Let's make it every month spending within our income, within our means. And I'm not talking about like you can't go into house debt. Like, if you buy a house, like you're not allowed to. No, I'm not saying like big debt like that. I'm talking about like credit card debt. Credit card debt is at an all-time high as of February of this year, 2024. So I know this is a huge problem. And you might just think it's normal. Like, obviously, if it's at an all-time high, it's pretty normal. Your friends might be in credit card debt. Your cousins might be in credit card debt. Everybody's in credit card debt. So I know it's normal. So it may seem like not that big of a deal, but I'm saying it's not healthy. Because think about it. It's also normal to not exercise, to eat fast food all the time, and to be overweight. Like, that is very normal, but that doesn't mean that it's healthy. It doesn't mean that it's good for you. Same with building up credit card debt. Like, once you build that up, you just add more money to your debt with the interest. So you're paying more money than you would have in the beginning. And you're also adding to your stress. So I'm saying, like, a basic healthy financial plan is to live within your means, live within your income. Now, if you're not doing that, if you are adding to your credit card debt every month, I want to know your thinking behind this. And it's not out of judgment, like, just seriously out of curiosity, like, what is your plan? What is your thinking with that? Are you just like waiting for some big cash flow to come and then you pay it all off? Or are you waiting for your like tax return? What are you thinking? Or maybe some of you maybe think you have no choice. Like, it's the essentials. Is that what you're putting on your credit card? Well, then let's get that figured out somehow. Let's turn that around. I honestly want to hear from you on this. So please find me on Instagram at Erin Britt. I have it linked in the show notes. DM me. Let's have a conversation. Like, if you are adding to your credit card every month, I want to know your thinking about it. Again, not out of judgment. I'm just curious. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Okay. Back to the point here. Financial wellness. Financial wellness, I think, basic financial wellness is making it every month, staying within your income. And of course, I'm going to tell you that the best way to do this is to get started with your zero balance budget. Track your spending. A lot of people do it. You can do it too. Follow this show because you heard it in the beginning. My mission is to help you with that. All right. All right, my friend. We're on to the second step. The number two area of basic financial wellness is you pay all your current bills on time. You aren't going delinquent. Now, you may think that's just like what I just said, paying all your bills, living within your means, but this one is more about organization. Like, you are organized enough to pay your bills on time. I mean, there was a time when I was not organized with my money and I would miss a bill even just by a couple of days and then pay it, or like I would miss, like, it was a random bill for a store credit card that I used once. So then I forget to pay it because I don't always use that store credit card. I only used it once and then I wasn't used to paying it. So then I forgot to pay it. My paper clutter maybe was intense at that time and I just missed the statement in the mail. So this one is more about organization. Basic financial wellness is you don't miss payments. That's not a thing. You don't do it. So let's go back to the credit card. If you pay that bill late, God bless you, that is like $45 on top of your bill. Yikes. I haven't done that in like 8 years, so maybe it's changed, but like 8 years ago, I know it was a huge fine or adding to the bill if you didn't pay it on time. So that's the number one reason why you don't want to miss your bills. And number two, it hurts your credit. Like, if you do ever want to buy a car or a house or anything else that you need credit for, it's going to be hurting. You're not going to get as good of a rate if you haven't been paying your bills on time. So it's important. It's also just important for your stress, your mental load. Like, if you forgot to do something, then you're just kicking yourself in the butt or talking negatively to yourself. Like, it's just important for your stress, your mental load, your mindset. Tune into episode 5 if you need help with this organization, because I kind of go over my system for paper clutter. However, I'm going to have to do like a full episode on that in the future, because I could talk a lot longer about how to get organized with your finances. But number two, the basic area of financial wellness is paying all your current bills on time because you're organized. If you're not organized, it's going to stress you out. That's not healthy. And that mental stress gets me to my next point about basic financial health. The number three area of financial wellness is that you aren't constantly stressed about money. Like, we should all have basic financial health that we don't have to always stress out about money. That is being financially healthy. Like, it's not normal to always be stressed about money. Or maybe it is normal, but it's not healthy to always be stressed about money. Even when I was deciding to start this podcast, I hesitated because I didn't really want to be thinking about money all the time. But that's actually the mission, helping myself and others put a budget in place so that it just works and we don't have to be thinking about money all the time and we don't have to be stressed, because we deserve to be calm and peaceful and focus on other things in our motherhood and our womanhood besides stressing about money. So number three, basic financial wellness, you're not stressed all the time. And that could mean like you don't have to carry the mental load of, oh, I don't think I really have money for this, or I don't even know if I have money for this, or this is another thing adding to my credit card. It's just, you don't have to worry about it. You can pay for your kids' soccer and not have to worry how you're going to find that money. You guys, I just paid $130 for soccer this summer. It's like 6 weeks of soccer, like once a week or something like that. And we have volunteer coaches, like the parents volunteer and they have high school kids for referees. Why is it so expensive, $130? Then I think, geez, I don't even spend $130 on myself. Do you pay for stuff for yourself? I need to do an episode on that. Like, how much do we spend on our kids versus what we spend on ourselves? That sounds like a good topic. But I digress. Remember, my point is that you aren't constantly stressing about money. You have a healthy relationship with money. You're content with what you have. You have that foundation of security. We talked about that in episode 6, the 4 foundations, the 4 S's, we named them for enjoying your motherhood: simplicity, self-care, systems, and stability. And stability is one of those foundations. We cannot be stressing about our money if we want to enjoy and be present for our motherhood. We want to enjoy our motherhood. We want to enjoy our lives. Let's let go of the stress. Let's get financially healthy. This is so good, guys. I am glad you're here. Thank you for being here. Let's go to the last point, the 4th pillar of basic financial health. Number 4, you are capable of being able to save for something, including your future. So again, last week's episode was about investing for your future, like long-term future, like retirement. And I focused on just bringing the awareness to people who don't know and reminding people who do know, like, how important it is to invest for the future. I just want you to know this stuff. I don't want you to miss out. I want you to be capable of investing. That's part of making it every month, putting what you can towards your future. And last week I said I didn't want people to get hung up on retirement being the best time of our lives. My parents just retired, so I just went through like the last years of their working when they just could not stand working anymore and they're just looking forward to retirement. So maybe that's where my mindset is coming with this. I want you to be content now in your present. I don't want you to think like, well, someday I won't have to work. I want you to be content. However, I do want to give your future self choices and freedom. We don't know what our situation will be like in 40 years when we retire. We don't know what our country will be like, our city, our family. We don't know what it'll be like, but I can guarantee that if we have more money saved, we'll have more freedom and more choices. All right, that's enough about retirement. I talked about that last week, episode 6. But this isn't just about saving for your long-term future. I mean saving for anything. I think it is financial wellness to be able to save for anything like a vacation, a new couch, a new kitchen table, a refrigerator, a shopping spree. Like, I want you to be able to save for anything so that you don't have to go into debt for those things. So I want you to be able to save, be aware that you should be saving. And then I actually want you to save. I want you to do it. I want you to do it. And I think that is a pillar of financial wellness. So with that, we have already reached the end of my list, the 4 crucial elements for basic financial health. Let's recap them one more time. Number 1, you make it every month living within your income. Number 2, you pay your bills on time. You aren't going delinquent, so you're organized with your finances. Number 3, you feel calm and not stressed more often than not when it comes to money and your day-to-day needs. And number 4, you know how to and you're capable of saving for anything from a pair of roller skates to a vacation to your future 30 to 40 years from now. So I hope you're good on at least some of these areas. And if you aren't, I would love to help you work toward them. It's about so much more than money. It's about your health, your happiness, your contentment. So follow or subscribe and keep coming back so that we can work together. I am wishing you less stress, more freedom, and many money goals met. See you next time.